the Wayne Ayers Podcast.
The Wayne Ayers Podcast. Woohoo!
Time to wake your ass up for a blessed day.
What's up, everybody? This is the Wayne Ayers Podcast, episode number 42, I believe. We got the beautiful, beautiful killing in the game, Anna Fox coming on. You already know. Let's get it.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I think you're taking your time out of your day to come on. How are you doing? Oh, you got any summer plans going on? The summer's around the corner.
Oh, God. Probably to stay as far away from the triple digit heat as I can.
I don't know. That's Vegas, Arizona, all of those. LA sometimes. Everywhere. Global warming is crazy right now. But
camera like this, or did you need me to change it that way, or
it don't matter. You're fine. Oh. Dude, yeah. congratulations, by the way, on HBO's Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. Like, how did that even come about? Like, how did you even get into that role?
You know what's funny? A lot of times Hollywood needs actresses that are comfortable being naked, and a lot of people are not. So they had actually reached out to one of my friends, Charlotte Stokely, who is also in the Winning Time. And they were like, we need some hot girl to come and seduce Magic Johnson. And she was like, Anna Fox.
Oh, that's so dope. So like, how do you feel about like the reaction to everybody about the new series? Cause I know like the players on there don't kind of like it, but I know like fans of the show like really like it. So like, how do you feel about those reactions?
I didn't really look too much into like everyone else's reactions. Just personally, like a lot of people, every time I mention it, they're like, that's fucking dope. You're in that movie. Oh my God. You know, like everybody likes the Lakers. I live in LA. So it's been a positive experience for me.
Do you see yourself doing like more roles as that?
Yeah, I'm always down to do mainstream roles. I kind of always stumble into them. I never really think that they are, you know, because you get hired for your part, so you don't really know the whole picture. So I don't know. I never really think that they're going to be that big, and then they turn out to be like the hugest thing ever. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Did you ever see see yourself transitioning to like that side, to like writing films or stuff like that, or no?
No. I think it's probably best I stay somewhat in porn, because I don't know, I kind of like seeing people's dicks and stuff, so you can't do that. I mean, I would more, but I don't think I'll go fully mainstream, just because, you know, I have a lot more fun here.
That's dope. Before you were a porn star, like, you're a fashion runway model, right?
I did do some runway and some modeling for a little bit, but I'm not gonna lie. I think I sucked because I wasn't confident.
No, that's dope. So like, what's the difference between like doing like of course it's gonna be a different, but like behind the scenes wise, like is it similar to like porn or no? Like behind the scenes wise, like getting booked and everything and stuff like that.
Yeah, like the bookings are handled pretty much the same. And the behind the scenes minus the sex part is pretty similar, because there's a lot of waiting, a lot of setup, a lot of like directions changing and all kinds of things. So in a sense, they're pretty similar. The only difference is instead of walking down a runway, you usually walk on a dick.
Could you see yourself ever going back to that or no?
Yeah, I like modeling more. Who doesn't like fancy clothes? So
no, I would definitely. First of all, I really want to congratulate you on you. I heard you recently became like the most awarded Black woman in the industry. That's super dope. Like, how many awards total do you have?
I have 8.
Oh, that's big. That's big. So like, how does that feel? Like, do you be talking your shit, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you go? That's huge.
You know what's funny is that like on one hand, I'm pretty thankful and like you could talk your shit, but I feel like 8 awards is so small for Black women in the industry. Like it should be like 80. And there are so many cool fucking fierce women that came before me that I'm like, it's cool that I got the most awards, but I wish I could like give them away to like Skin Diamond and Roxy and you know, anybody, like there's so many women that deserve this thing. So I feel like it's for all of us, not just me, because they inspired me and they're dope and they're hot and their booties and titties are so juicy. So I'm just kind of like, cool to have it. And I know others deserve it for sure.
No, that's true. Like, but like, I really want to know, like, how did you even get like introduced to it? Like, did you do like, kind of, I heard so many weird stories. I heard people like, it was my like, I needed some money, or I heard some people was like, they just want to try this and try it out. Like, how did you even get introduced to it?
No, my situation would have nothing to do with anything like that. At the time that it came about, I was dating this guy who wanted to hump like 15 times a day. And in my opinion, it was really bad sex. Like neither one of us knew what we were doing. And I was like, this is not those Fabio books. Like I want passion, I want ecstasy. So and approached us and was like, oh, you talking to me? He's like, you should do porn. And I was like, I don't have big old titties, there's no way. But he could do porn because he could learn how to fuck better and like fuck some girls, give orgasms, bring that back. And he did not live up to the challenge. So I was like, well then fuck you, I'm gonna try to learn how to suck a dick then. So I kind of joined porn as like sex school. I really wasn't having good sex, I didn't know what I was doing, and I figured I could learn how to do some stuff with some people without joining a dating app. So I just wanted to learn how to fuck better.
What was like your like, was there like anything shocking like in your first like ever scene that you're like oh shit, like I didn't know this, or da 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 da, something like that?
No, my first scene was pretty cool, pretty chill, and something I would normally do. I think my first blowjob scene, I was confused. I was like, how are they gonna make like, is it only like 1 minute? Like how are they gonna have a whole video? And I had never heard of like deep throating and stuff like that. So I was completely confused. And I was like, I guess I just gonna lick it like 3 times and that's it. And it was like completely not that. They were like, open your mouth. And I thought the guy was trying to kill me. I was like, I can't. I was like, I don't understand. Why is he trying to shove it all down my throat? And they're like, honey, like, look at the porno and what we shoot here. And I was like, yeah. So my first blowjob scene, I think, was like when it hit me that I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
No, that's mad funny. Oh no. How long are those scenes? Like do you guys take breaks in between like shooting like certain things, or like what do you guys like, what is a set like?
100%. We'll have we'll say like they want to get like maybe 30 minutes of footage together without, you know, like the intro and stuff, like just sex. They want like, let's say they want 30 minutes of sex. I kind of in my brain like to break it up into like 5 minute increments, like okay, like 5 minutes of this, 5 minutes of that, 5 minutes of that. And you can take a break as much as you want to, but I kind of like to just like, if we can just go straight through, so the stamina is there, the rhythm's there, if I started sweating and I take a break and I go finish touch up, it's gonna look crazy in the middle of the porno. Like she was just wet and covered in shit. Now she's re-pretty. Like what's going on? Like how does she do that? So I kind of like to just kind of flow naturally so it looks more realistic, I guess.
No, that's dope. No, that's like, so I want to know like, who are some of like the people you looked up to like when you first got in the industry? Or like people that helped you out through your beginnings?
In the beginning, Imani Rose, Naomi Banks, Isaiah Maxwell, Prince Joshua as well, Lotus Lane, all of those people. When I asked them anything, they gave me whatever I needed to know. They were like, listen, let me give you a notepad and here's this and that and that. And I was like, oh my God, yay. So, you know, they're really great. And also Mr. Marcus, he gave me a lot of really good advice. So a lot of really cool Black established performers gave me really good advice when I started. And that was like, I was like, I love you guys. Thank you.
What would be your advice to somebody that's like, that looks up to you, that wants to be like, do what you're doing right now?
Well, Lord, it took a lot of dicks. I would say just to like stick true to what you want to do. Like, don't do anything you don't want to do. Whatever you want to do, be the baddest bitch at it. You know, ask advice. Use your brain. Don't listen to everything. But, you know, just stay in a good circle of people and everything will be good. It's a pretty fun industry to be in. And if you stay sane and you stay on a good path, you'll do well.
I know you like, and earlier you said like, you kind of like when you first entered, you kind of didn't know like what to do. Now I want to know like, what's like your best like skill set? Like, what is your, like your go-to? Like, okay, this, I know for sure I can kill this shit.
Oh, pff, everything. Everything within my own like spectrum, because like there are certain things like I know I can like, I got a lot of awards for working with women, so I know I eat pussy really well. I really like doing blowjobs. And I think that I'm pretty good at anal, but then there's other people that just like can just like take that shit like no other. So like for me and my level, I think I'm great at everything. But some other people are like far more advanced, and I'm not gonna go there. I'm gonna stay within my normal human being walls.
Like, what has been like your favorite scene to shoot?
Probably for my 30th birthday, I got to shoot an orgy scene, which was really fun. It was like a bunch of people. Some people I didn't know, some people I did, but all the attention was on me at first. So I felt like an ant. No, I felt like a cookie that was getting eaten by ants. And I was like, oh my God, there's nothing but hands, just a bunch of hands everywhere. So it's pretty overwhelming, but it's really fun. And then like everybody's faces at the, we went to go eat at a buffet after. I was like, oh, it's kind of like the same thing. Like,
do you have like a dream scene that you haven't like shot yet? Like, yeah, you're like, I really want to shoot this. Like in your head, you have it like, I really want to do this. Like, is there a dream scene that you haven't shot yet?
I definitely do. There's like two dream scenes I want to do. I want to recreate the sex scene from Queen and Slim when they're in the car. And I also want to like go to one of those Elvis wedding chapels in Vegas and like, instead of getting married to a groom, like fuck all the bridesmaids.
Okay, that'd be interesting. I like that second one. That sounds good. That's pretty interesting.
Elvis.
That would be an interesting one. You should definitely make that one happen. Is there somebody that you haven't worked with that you wish you have?
You know what? It's kind of hard. It's hard to tell, because when I first started, I would think like, oh, I really want to work with this person. And then I'd be like, damn, you know, like they say, don't meet your heroes. I was like, damn, that wasn't as good as I thought it was. And then people that I didn't expect to be amazing, like would like blow my mind. So it's kind of hard to have like an expectation to work with someone now, but I don't know. I'm down. I feel like I've worked with everybody, but I'm sure there's someone out there
is there somebody like that's like new or upcoming that you like see that like, you know, maybe them or
you know what, I really want to work with Nicole Kitt. Okay. Have you seen her? She's really pretty. She's so gorgeous and cute. I just want to see what her little cute pretty face does.
I really want to ask you this. I saw like a study like earlier this week. I forgot where it was at, but they said, what was the time you get? They said 67% of to 80% of women fake orgasm. I want to know like, what's the best way for a guy to give a woman an orgasm?
Probably handing her a Hitachi.
Oh, yeah, you know what? There you guys go. If you guys were looking for the answer for that, there you guys go. is there like a certain, I think I kind of asked. Is there like a certain location outside of like the chapel I know you said earlier that you want to shoot at, like a certain country or certain city?
Well, yeah. You know, I don't want to get arrested or anything like that, but I love like outside stuff. So I don't know if I could go like to like Hawaii and the jungle and shoot out there or something, or like I would definitely fuck abroad. I'd fuck anywhere, like especially someone somewhere tropical and pretty. Like that'd be cool. There's no limits.
Okay. Has there ever been a scene that you absolutely wouldn't do?
There's this company, Legal Porno, and they shoot like really, really extreme anal stuff. And I'm just like, every time I look at it, I'm like, good for everybody that did that. You're good for you, but I think I'm gonna just stick to just putting dick in there at the moment, you know?
What are your thoughts about OnlyFans? Because I know like I feel like it's obviously it's huge, but like what are your thoughts about it? I feel like it gives more freedom to like sex workers.
I love OnlyFans. Like before OnlyFans, you could have other platforms, but for me at least, it wasn't until OnlyFans came that I had so much access directly to my fans. That they can see me like that and just talk to me and whatever. So it's like another Instagram, but my titties are out. I really love OnlyFans and the creativity that I get to do. Like I never produced so much of my own content before, and working with other performers. Like once I started producing, a lot of people were like, oh, I like that shit. I want to work with you. I like your vision.
Oh yeah, I have a question about the Instagram. I know like I see like some like porn stars like they get their accounts taken away for like posting news photos, but they'll have like other people from like magazines, whatever, posting a new thing, they'll keep their stuff up, their accounts won't take away. Like what are your thoughts about like that?
It really sucks because it's happening to me too. I've been deleted twice, the first time at 500k, second time at 200k, and now Instagram's still trying to delete pictures of mine that are allowed to be posted on other people's pages. So it's kind of hypocritical. I'm like, if you're gonna delete this picture, then delete it across the board, not just on mine, and don't let other girls post worse stuff, because they tag a lot of things as sexual solicitation just because we are porn stars. And I'm definitely not on my Instagram like, hey, baby, meet me on the block for some DJ or anything, you know? So I really don't understand. Like one time I got in trouble for posting a Pretty Ricky lyric. I was like, I'm gonna hump you like an ottoman. And Instagram was like, inappropriate.
No, yeah, I noticed that. It's like, yo, I literally seen y'all like keep up magazine stuff, or like people like, those people like post people at gun shootings and shit like that, they'll keep up. So I always just wondered like,
yeah,
they're not consistent with that. It's like, yo, y'all keep up some weird shit, but I don't know. Do you prefer like shooting your own like content on OnlyFans or shooting like a major like with a major production company?
I really, really like shooting my own content for OnlyFans. I like both because I get to do what I want. Hello, friends, come in. Hello, friends. Hello. But I like shooting my own content because I get to do whatever I want, and it's easier. I know I'm gonna look fire, I'm gonna look like this and look like that, but then it's also fun to go get paid.
I think the idea of OnlyFans is really dope. Like, yeah. I love what they're doing and everything.
Yeah.
What's something that your fans don't know about you?
Probably that I'm like lazy. A lot of people think like that I've been going to the gym since I was born or something like that, but I'm pretty lazy. Like if I don't have to do stuff, I won't do it. So I just try to like eat healthy so I don't have to go to the gym. I wait till the camera rolls to get on the dick and like, you know, talking shit about it off camera. So like, I'm pretty lazy.
So what's like a typical day for you when you're not on set?
I wake up, I chill with my animals. Hi, Pep Pep. Chill with my animals, and I drink water, smoke weed, order DoorDash, watch Netflix, maybe throw a masturbation and a bubble bath in there, and then we're good. That's my day.
What kind of animals do you have? You like dogs and cats? Or
I have doggies and a cat.
Which one's your favorite?
Oh, no.
Cats or dogs? You got to pick one. Everybody has one.
I do like dogs better than cats, but all of my babies are my favorite. Like, they will know if I say one of them is my favorite. The other two are going to fuck me up, so I can't.
Oh, yeah. I heard you're working with Playboy Plus now. Is it Plus or is it just Playboy? I don't.
Playboy Plus and Playboy All Stars.
So, like, what have you been like doing with them? You're producing as well.
Yes. Yeah. First, I modeled for them. Now I'm producing for them. I think that they really liked when I worked for them that I just brought everything. Like, they had their whole shit like mapped out for me, and I was like, no, I just like knocked it all off the table. Was like, we're doing this. So they're like, oh, well, if you got all of that stuff, you might as well just produce for us. So producing for them is my new challenge. And I feel like a substitute teacher with a bunch of like crazy kids that I have to like chill, like give them snacks to like everything calm down, you know?
So like, what's like a typical day for you, like while producing? Like, what do you like? So like, what's like a set like for Playboy Plus?
A Playboy Plus, Playboy All-Star shoot is like all day, like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. I hire the crew. I buy all of the set, the outfits, the food, the makeup artist, the stylist, the PA, like everything. We do 3 different looks that are completely different and completely, you know, not copied from anywhere. So like whenever I work, I don't want you to look at my stuff and be like, oh, her work looks like such and such's, you know, like I just try to be like as original as I can be without any outside influence. And, by the end of the day, we're all pretty tired, but all them cheese and crackers, man, it's really good. It helps keep the morale.
Do you have like any up and coming projects with them right now? Like that's going to be released soon?
Yeah, actually, I just shot one of my favorite models, Muse Nadia. She's a super badass dominatrix, and I made her look like a fucking Barbie doll goddess. So she's coming out soon, and then I'm producing another shoot for them on the 1st. The model, we're not too sure yet. We'll try to lock her in, but whoever's going to be in the hot seat is about to look fucking fire, and I'm a little jealous that it's not me.
Is there somebody that you like that for like porn that you want to like bring to Playboy Plus with you? Like, yo, I want you like model or, you know, something like that.
I really want to bring Christy Mack to Playboy. I love Christy Mack and I heard she's a foot. So I really want to be like, Christy.
So Christy, Playboy, if y'all hear this, y'all got to make this happen, you know? Anna said, let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
I've been asking like everybody that I have on, like, I wanted to know like who your like top 5 porn stars are.
Top 5 porn stars. Isaiah Maxwell. Damn, I should have had a list ready because like everybody's like mushing into one. Isaiah, Misty Stone, let's see, Johnny Castle, Maddie May. How many is that? 4. One more. Who's also badass? Sins. Kiss of Sins.
Okay. Those okay.
are because they fucked me well. That's not like the top 5, you know, but that's my top 5.
No, that's dope. That's a good list. I want to know, like, I don't know how I asked it. Like, when fans come up to you, like, how is that reaction like? Kind of, like, I heard some fans are just weird to, like, record you from, like, a distance or, like, they'll be, like, outrageous. Like, what's, like, the craziest, like, fan reactions you got?
Gosh. They range from, like, extremely kind of uncomfortable to, like, oh, thank you, God, for, like, knowing how to act. But the crazy ones, I had a guy come up to me and was like, whenever you're ready, we can just take our relationship to the next level because like so long. And I was like, help. I was like, what do I do? But he's a fan. So, you know, I try to be like respectful and not be like, fuck off. You know, like if normal me would probably be like, shut the fuck up or like walk away or something. But I was just like, oh God, like, oh, thank you. You know, like, I don't want to take the relationship anywhere. I think some of my fans think like, oh, I've met her. Now I can just like, now if I go to dinner with her, that's all I need to get in there. And I'm like, no.
what would you like to say to those crazy fans, like just in case they see you in the street? Cause like, you don't know.
That I love you guys, but if you wanted to fuck me, you could buy my fleshlight.
What do you think about, like, I know, like, I feel like porn stars get like a bad like rep sometimes, but like I feel like can you hear me? Gabby? Okay, can you hear me now?
I think you're back.
All right, cool. My bad. All right, you know, these technical difficulties. Yeah. You know. Okay. I want to know, like, I feel like porn stars get like a bad rep and like stuff, but I also feel like, oh my God, it's going to get.
I could hear you.
Okay, can you hear me? Okay. I feel like they get a bad rep and stuff, but I also feel like, some girls, like, they'll, like, fuck the same amount of, like, guys you guys do, or girls, whatever, and, but it's just not on camera. Like, I feel like society is a whole that way. Like, what is your, like, thoughts about that?
That's kind of why I joined porn, because I figured, I was like, oh, well, there's no way I'm going to beat the body count of my civilian friends. Like, when I went to high school and college, my friends were fucking everybody, and I was just, like, in the corner, like, so proud of you. So the porn community is pretty small considering like people's Tinder date log, you know. So I feel completely fine with the amount of people that I fucked, because all of them were tested. I knew who they were before and after. So you know, I think it's just like the stigma of shame that people put on sex that needs to go away. You can fuck every day someone else if you want to.
No, yeah.
As long as you're safe.
Yeah, because I know like people that'll do like, hey, yo, I like fuck 8 girls, or I fuck like 8 boys or whatever, like in a weekend or something. But so I said, why do y'all give porn stars a problem for? Like I'd be seeing like some of y'all just fuck the same people like all over again, because it's a very small community.
That's where I'm at. I feel like I have like boyfriends because I only work with the same people.
So yeah, I always like, do you ever see like porn stars ever doing like major like brand deals with like say like a Nike or Adidas? I feel like with OnlyFans and stuff, I feel like it's changing the way. I also see like OnlyFans like models and other people like starting to get deals and stuff. Do you ever think that'll ever come to a day like that?
Yeah, like Chloe Cherry, she was in Euphoria, she's, you know, in Paris Fashion Week and shit. Abella Danger's like killing it and whatever she's at. Like, there's definitely cross promotion to be done. And like, you know, me, I'm also a Playboy model, so I get like fucking swag, you know. I think with our numbers and our reach, a lot of people are kind of wising up and like, hey, let me give this nice promiscuous young lady some clothing and see see if it'll sell.
No, that's dope. My last question for you is like, I know like you have a lot of upcoming projects you're probably working on. Like, can you tell us some of that or no?
Let's see. Oh, I'm really excited for my OnlyFans. I'm gonna shoot my first kink content shoot for them. So kink is like BDSM, really extreme, tying you up, spanking you and stuff like that. And I've done it for years on the website, but I've never had like an exclusive like for my OnlyFans. So I'm pretty excited. Next month, I'm gonna shoot that like early next month, and which is like 2 weeks, a week and a half. I'm pretty excited. It's my favorite thing to do because I feel buff and I feel like I can flex and bust out a rope and shit, but I can't. But
would you ever do like cosplay, like foul scenes or no?
Which one?
Cosplay?
I totally would. But I feel like my cosplay characters that I would pick, I'm not sure if everybody would like get it, you know. Like I would get it, and like my friends that watch the same shit I do would get it, but I'm like, would you guys as a whole get it? Like
who are some characters you would play?
What is it, she's a Yuruichi, she's a cat on Bleach. She has purple hair and she turns into a black cat. I always thought that she was super hot. This is not quite anime, but it's still like, you know, cosplay. Drawn Together, Foxy Love.
okay.
So like there's some characters that I would like to do. Also, like, this is not a cartoon character, but A Knock to the Moon from the first Mummy.
Yo, that is my that's my favorite movie of all time. Yo, Mummy and Mummy Returns. Like, I can, like, that's, those are my movies. Like, that's your favorite character from the film?
Yeah, 100%. She's so hot. Yo,
I actually met the actress a couple, I want to say like a year ago at a carpet, and like I red carpet doing interviews. And like the first thing I said to her was like, "I like the moon," and she probably looked at me crazy because I know that's not her real name. But like, that's why I know her for. I was like, "Yo, what?" I was just like a fan. I was fanboy right there. But no, that's like one of my favorite movies ever. No, that would be a dope one. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for taking your time out with me to talk and everything. I'm glad you're doing well. I'm glad you're going to keep killing it.